sections or reference works and what not to use, don't hesitate to ask my favorite. Make sure you return the books to which library you got them from. Yesterday there was a lot of stuff books. Some here, some in the other room. Thank you.
Thank you.
question, if you have on any of these and you wonder what's the problem, if you can't, usually when you're going through the first part of the outline, it'll be obvious from the commentators because you'll have to check in to get most of the background information. But if it doesn't jump out at you and you still can't see what the problem is, you check with me. I want you to spend a lot of time trying to find out problems that don't exist. And some of these you wouldn't know there's a problem unless somebody told you there's a problem. But I told you there's a problem, so.
Yeah.
Try it. The commentators usually pick them up pretty quick. And we're bound to the commentators anyway to get the background information. So. Don't, just as a caution, don't just zip too quick through historical overview in the area of background information. If it's available, like the cultural setting and the context of what, particularly the context of the setting of what the verse is in. Now, may not on all of these, it doesn't apply, but some of these it's important to understand the context. In a broader context, particularly maybe one or two chapters on either side, to see just where it fits in. And if you run, you can miss that, and you can get lost in some things or get on the wrong track pretty easy. And that's not true just in these, but in a lot of cases, in a lot of studies, it's real easy to overlook the context, a little broader context of what's being said. And too often, being in a hurry or being impatient, one of the things that gets eliminated is the cultural background and the context of what that you're researching. And so that's a real important area to take into consideration. Don't cut corners there, basically. But, you know, not on this assignment particularly, but in any assignment generally. Also, in that same regard, like particularly with regard to exegetical problems, considering how it was God's word to the people at the time before, you know, application to us, always, you know, keep that in the back of your mind, what he's saying to the people and what they would have got out of it, how it was the word of God at that time. Go through that step. It may be the same or may be different, but at least go through that step in your mind of, you know, so your interpretation isn't too far removed from what, you know, the original intent was. The farther away it gets, sometimes, usually, the more danger of error, and the more you have to double-check and make sure that's really what's being said. But not that that always applies, but just it's always good to keep that in the back of your mind as a checkpoint. If you finish with one, go on to the next one. Make sure you do one in the Old and the New Testament. And if you don't finish today with one, try and get it done on your own before next week, because we really need to spend not more than next week on the next one, 2 more hours before we go on to the next section. Hopefully, if everybody gets done the first
we got time, next time we can get into a little bit of outline. Under lexical analysis, if you have a lexical problem, I don't expect you to go do that, complete a word study that's in the outline. Mainly, there's two things I want to look for in there. One is the etymology of the word and the historical usage, tracing its usage prior to the New Testament and in the New Testament. So if you have those two, those two considerations in it, that's basically what I'm looking for. And you don't have to make conclusions, just showing that, you know, you at least understand that aspect of it. If there is a question, let me take it and I'll let you know if I think you're doing too much on it. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.